Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm sure that was very difficult for the parents, but I'm sure you had a good time, alhamdulillah. Because every time they tell us, like, Friday's off or Monday's off, I would say, like, why? Like, what is going on? But when I first came to this country in 2011, I was looking at the calendar to see the holidays they have, and I came across Remembrance Day, and I said, this is nice. Yawmu dhikrillah, dhikrullah, right? And when I saw Thanksgiving, I said, mashallah, they have Alhamdulillah Day, right? So today, inshallah, I'm going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, which I believe was yesterday, right? Yes, so from an Islamic perspective, there are some who deserve our gratitude, including Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our parents, the people who are around us, the people who are serving us. Last year I mentioned that ibadah, when you pray, when you fast, you do different things, this is your way of saying thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. The good family you have a place to stay, the food, the good health, go to school, and so on and so forth. We know from a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray at night. Why? Like, he would stand the whole night in salah, and his wife would tell him, well, you know, you're praying so much. Why? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be grateful to Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used his salah, extra salah at night, to say thank you to Allah, as a way of saying thank you and showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when the Prophet ﷺ was asked about fasting on Mondays, he used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He was asked, Mondays, why do you always fast on Mondays? Sunnah fasting. What did he say? Yes? Yes, he was born on a Monday and he received revelations on a Monday. So this is his way of saying thank you to Allah for being born on that day, and also for receiving revelations or becoming a prophet on that day. Also, there's a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that every day you should give thanks to Allah for the joints in your body, like the knuckles of the fingers and the joints, like here and here. And the scholars say there are 360 of them in the body. So the Prophet ﷺ said you should say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah 360 times, to show gratitude to Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you're not able to do all of this 360 times, you can just pray two rak'ah, ishraq or duha, like around 9, 10, 11, to say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we know that today is the day of what? The 10th of Muharram. What do we call this day? Ashura, mashallah, good job. We call it the day of Ashura. And the Prophet ﷺ fasted this day with the Sahaba. Why did they fast? Yes?
Because there's a king who wanted, he thought that he was the God. So then Allah heard him, and then he sent Prophet Musa ﷺ, and then he told him that you're not our God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then Prophet Musa went to the ocean, and then Allah cut the ocean in half, and then when Prophet Musa was walking, then he made to the other side, and then the king, the jinn, I think, was following him, and then he put the thing together, and then he fell, and then the people were praying for the king, died because they were following him.
Good job, Ahsan. Can you give us the summary of the story?
So basically, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was passing by, I think, Yahud. So he knew that the Jewish were fasting on one day for Prophet Musa. So then Prophet Muhammad said, like, he was closer to us than you were. So he decided you could either fast on 9 and 10 or 10 and 11.
Good, Ahsanti, good job. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he made hijrah to Medina, he noticed that the Jews of Medina were fasting on this day. And the Prophet ﷺ said, why are you fasting? They say, this is a blessed day, Yawm al-Mubarak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and his people, the children of Israel, from the Pharaoh and the Egyptian army back then. So the Prophet ﷺ fasted on that day and he decided to fast. Of course, you can do it in different ways. You can only fast on the day of Ashura, which is Tuesday. A lot of people are fasting today. You can fast Tuesday by itself, or you can fast the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. It's all good, inshallah, and you will get the reward. So my point is, there are so many ways you can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is fasting, helping others, donating. And I personally, I like this. When it is your birthday, just to follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because as I always say, that we turn our holidays into me, like what gifts do I get, right? So it shouldn't be about you. It should be about helping other people as a way of showing gratitude. That on that day, if you can take some food and give it to the welfare center, or to donate food to the poor or the homeless, this should be your way of saying thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make people happy and put a smile on their face. Helping those who are less fortunate than ourselves is one of the best ways to say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings we have. I have a sore throat, I'm not able to talk that much, so we'll see you tomorrow inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a happy and joyful life in this dunya, and to give us the best. Bless you and your families. Ameen, ameen. Questions tomorrow inshallah.
Don't forget to subscribe.